Hi, Dylan. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you reaching back out to us. Now, I did see, Amadeus left some pretty good notes here, but from what I gather, you've been in the business for quite some time. This particular business, how new is it?
It's about a year old, man. I would say I started it in July of 23, so it's a little less than a year old. But, you know, that being said, in the last 6 weeks, you know, we've done about $93,000 in revenue. And that is, like, with no marketing hardly. I mean, Angie's List, Service Direct, Thumbtack, you know, those type of things. And so
yeah.
I'm trying to I'll be honest with you. Angie's List, I get 15 calls at $1,500, and you convert one of them, man. I mean, you're not making any money. You're really just kind of running yourself in a circle. So I'm trying to eliminate Angie's List and find something better. And I'm trying to see if this is better.
Okay. Well, I will let you know this. While we're not mutually exclusive from Angie's List, right, some people run it for to get a quick win every now and again. If you're spending $1,500, is that in the case of a week or a month?
Man, I've spent this week, I've probably spent $1,500, yeah.
Okay. So I will let you know, you're going to be happy about the cost for Google optimization and advertising. Just to give you an idea, right, I did some research while Amadeus was talking. So I was looking at HVAC 32536, just one of your home bases. I know you choose other zip codes, right, beyond that?
Yep.
So have you ever looked up, like, Crestview HVAC to see who's running ads?
Yeah, and I don't come up anywhere. Like, so my buddy, he runs Climate Care. You guys take care of his stuff, and he's kind of the one that recommended you. I don't know if they popped up for you. But, yeah, if I type in HVAC companies near me, I mean, I don't even pull up, and I'm sitting at my house, and my house is my business address.
Right. So what I noticed is two things. So with Climate Care, just to let you know how we work, we typically optimize only one client per location just to make sure they're, you know, very happy. Obviously, if Climate Care referred you, then he's happy enough where he's okay with us optimizing with you. This is a more of a rare situation, but as you know, Florida's not tiny, so that helps a lot, right? If you're both trying to run, projects all the way to Pensacola, I'm not sure how far are you going from Crestview?
I'll go all the way up 50 miles radius from Crestview. So as long as I'm, not in Alabama, if I don't cross any state lines, just because I don't have a state license to operate in a different state, but 50 miles east and west or north and south, within the state is kind of my radius.
Right. Okay. Well, here's how we work. I'm sure your buddy told you a little bit about it. Just out of curiosity, did he divulge the pricing that he's opted in for?
He told me, he just said he thinks it was like a couple $100. And I said, okay, I'm going to give him a call because I spend $4,000 a month with Angie's List right now, convert two jobs, and I break even, So it's at the point where, I'm fed up with it.
Yeah. No, I hear you loud and clear. So I'm going to pull up his file real quickly just to see what he's running. Again, just briefly. Give me about 10 seconds. I just want to see exactly what he's running. Okay, so there he is right there. Chris Sampson, right?
Yep, that's him.
Okay. So we don't typically divulge it, but I will let you know, yes, he's been running with us. Just started recently. We're running Facebook ads with him as well. Did he tell you a little bit about that?
Yeah, and okay. That's another thing, man. As I was telling him that, on my wife's Facebook, he pops up everywhere. On my Facebook, I don't pop up anywhere,
Well, you're welcome for seeing the proof in the pudding, right? That's us, right? Run this Facebook ad and you see him everywhere. So you want to know, you already see it happening. Just to briefly walk through how Facebook works, those are retargeting ads. Have you heard of how retargeting ads work?
No.
Okay, so in a nutshell, if you're looking on Google and you're looking at HVAC and you're relaxing late on in the evening, just scrolling through Facebook, or your wife is in this case, ads will pop up just because someone searched on Google. You've heard of the term cookies before, right?
Yes, yep.
So the cookies is really just a cute way of saying we do information capture, right? Facebook does information capture at all times. And so that's how these retargeting ads work really well when you're talking about the resi market, mainly because you have people who are relaxing later on in the evening, so the timing is right. And your ad is the only ad they see in that moment, just like your wife has seen. So it's not like you're competing for eyeballs in that moment with other listings on Google at the same time. So tends to work really well for our clients at the price point. I will let you know, again, I don't typically divulge this, but yeah, he's right on point. His typical spend with us is $300 a month. Okay. Only because it's a close friend though. I ask for your discretion. Please don't, you know, try to let everyone know.
No, and I'm willing to ramp mine up if it produces more than you know what I'm saying? Cause like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man, I'll probably scatter 8 to 10. Maybe $11,000 a month into Angie, Thumbtack, and Service Direct. I really love Service Direct because it's exclusive leads, right? So they only send it to me. The other two, I care less about. And if I could eliminate the other two and it just go to all of, to one person, I wouldn't care. As long as I'm getting business, I care less. You know what I mean?
Well, we will let you decide on your ad spend, right? Like, don't get me wrong, with that willingness, you can really make a big push in this area. I will let you know, we're not going to say, hey, jump in that deep to start. We want to earn your trust. So what we would do is we can hit it from two fronts. We can work Google ads. Right now we're talking the pay-per-click side of Google. That's even more powerful than the business listings that your buddy's okay with, right? So you run Google ads, you run Facebook ads, and now you got multiple irons in the fire. And then eventually, we're not telling you to do it now, but eventually, have you heard of Google Guaranteed? Have you heard of that product?
Yes. And I talked to him about that, and he was saying that, you know, he thought about getting Google Guaranteed, and I was like, man, I got to call these people because, you know, that's the top three companies that pop up. Like, I stay searching, you know, when I get home and just seeing who all pops up, and, like, I'm still nowhere to be found, and I got 94.2%, you know.
Oh, you have a great review base. I saw your review base. I mean, you're doing great garnering reviews. For someone who's been in business just about a year under this business name, your review count, I mean, you know you're working your reviews right. I can tell just by on what you're doing all on your own, right? So we set up a dashboard on the back end to help you ask for reviews a little bit more easily, right? So we do all that as well just to make your life easier when you're prompting people to leave you reviews, okay?
Okay, sweet.
So it's like a click to text, click to email, and it looks clean. But for you having a 19 five-star reviews, I will say this. You know, we're saving you time, but clearly you're doing something right if you're doing all this on your own.
Sweet, man. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad I'm not working in a circle. Because, you know, truthfully is, you know, obviously, as any business owner, I want to expand, man. And $55,000 on revenue is kind of where we're stuck at a month. And so I'm trying to get over that $55,000-$60,000 a month type of thing. And I feel like this is where I'm lacking presence is Google, Facebook, website,
stuff
like that.
Your CPA, if you're familiar with that term, your CPA is so high because you're paying like this whole lead supplier that you and I both know Angie's is not the most, what's the word? They're not the most client-friendly lead provider because they sell your leads off to five people at once, right?
Yeah, so me and Chris just bid against each other today, and that's how this whole conversation came up. You know, they sent it to me and they sent it to him, and our offices are 2 miles from each other, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to have friends in the industry when you're always going to pricing wars with them, and I know what you mean. Like, you don't even have your like, individualized approaches, especially if you're both using Angie's, and this is probably one of the times you noticed it, but it does happen all the time with Angie's, right? And, you know, they're selling.
Yeah.
If you guys compared your lead volume side by side, you'd see, oh, yeah, I saw that one. Oh, yeah, I saw that one, you know.
And so that's what we did, actually. So there's been, like, 6 or 7 jobs that we've bid against each other on, and both of our bids are right there, and then, like, you know, I'll get it or he'll get it. And it's nothing, you know, no hard feelings towards each other, but, like, we're at the point to where if we're not getting it, there's somebody getting it, and that means that, I mean, there's five or six other contractors that they're sending, you know, these leads to, and it's hard to give a good price and then try to make profit and then not, you know, and then people are doing it for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to be sustainable when every single situation you run into becomes a pricing war. I agree completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Google Guaranteed, right? Different levels of business. We can consider that even as soon as, the first month goes by. But what we do with Google Guaranteed, just to walk you through it, we're one of the few in the nation that can provide this. Since it is in your area, you go through a background check, which is why I was saying I don't think it's sensible in the very first month, but, you know, you can approach it as well with us. But you go through a background check. Once you pass the background check and everything is proven, just to walk you through Google Guaranteed, now Google guarantees a $2,000 insurance on your customer's behalf if for whatever reason your project doesn't uphold to the standards that they say that they vetted you for. Does all that make sense so far?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then the other thing is Google Guaranteed is basically like Angie's on steroids. So it is a pay-per-lead service. Google was trying to get into this world of competing with Angie's, which is why we say it's not for the, people who are looking for a small budget marketing, people who are looking for bigger budget marketing. Yes, it works well. Yes, you can set your budget to any dollar amount you want a month. There is a minimum that they set it to. So they give you, let's say, a minimum, just round number of $1,000 a month. And then when your lead volume runs out, then your Google Guaranteed listing is no longer showing up in those results for the rest of the month. Okay. So that's how Google Guaranteed works. But the good news about Google Guaranteed is nothing is hidden from you anymore, right? The clients only go to you. The way Google charges you is you have to make contact before they charge you. So it's a little bit deeper than Angie's. Angie's is you have to accept the lead. Google says we have to see a verified contact via either text or when we do a tracking number phone call, we see that the call actually connected.
See, and that's the thing now with Angie's is Angie has went as far as they don't even let you accept it anymore. They just send it to you. It's $124. If they answer, they answer. If they don't answer, they don't answer. And Angie got your $124.
Oh, so you basically need to, like, have a full-time call center to hit that lead fast because they're already charging you. Wow.
Yeah, they're already charging you, man. And so what I'm thinking is what would you recommend a good month, first month to try it out? Like, what's a good budget, you think?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. We want you to dip your toe in the water to where you see the result first. I will let you know, I mean, we can do any level of ad spend you want. I will let you know that our base service, like what your buddy got, is $199 a month, right? So he's spending for $199 for our base service, and then he's doing a $100 Facebook ad buy, okay? That's all he's doing on a month-to-month right now with us. If you wanted to take it a step further from that, our minimum ad buy for Google is $300 a month. But the first month, we actually give you $400. So we give you a $100 bonus on Google in the first month. So technically, the price point now, instead of $300 a month, is $600 in the first month, but that now you're getting $100 in Facebook and $400 in Google.
Okay. So if I want to do the $300 a month and keep it that past the first month, so it's going to be $300 a month for Google and then an extra $100 for Facebook, right?
You would get – right. That would be your total ad spend with us is $400. You would get $500 total value though, because you get $400 in ad dollars with Google in that first month, and then $100 of, again, Facebook ads. And then
this is hard. This is a tough question, man. And I know you probably get it a lot. Is $400, is that a lot of advertising, you think? Or is that bare minimum? Where does that put me at as far as, like, because I want to be everywhere, you know.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, is it.
How long will it last is a good question, right?
Yeah. Hey, 1 second. Can I put you on hold for just a brief moment?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, man, I had a customer beeping in on the other line. You still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the $300 a month, like, would you say, like, yeah, how long does it last? Is that enough ads to, you know, to pull some?
But,
like,
that's dipping your toe in the water just to get us live with you, right? Like, that's definitely dipping your toe in. As far as ad spend, I mean, when it comes to PPC ads with Google, their cost is about 20 times the cost of an equivalent Facebook PPC campaign, which is why with Facebook, we have a lot of strong results. What I would recommend, just because you already have Google presence and whatnot, we can definitely do some PPC there, but what I would recommend is also just throwing extra dollars at Facebook, so that way you can hit
really?
More markets.
So you
right?
think it would be better to spend more money? So, like, if we did the $199 a month, and then I threw you an extra $200 in Facebook, is that better, you think?
I don't want to say better, right? Because they're two different products, right? So, walking again, Facebook hits people after they were searching on Google, right? So Facebook is, you're hitting someone at night, usually when they're relaxing on social media. You do have that singular ad presence, but Google is very effective, and that's why they have their price point when people are doing an active search in that moment, right? So having prominence in both fields is what a lot of our clients do. I mean, especially if your marketing appetite for Angie's is just blown out of the water, spending $1,000 in the first month, you'll see the results of that first $1,000 as an example. And, you know, it'll probably quickly justify, lack of necessity for Angie's. But I was just saying, if you're willing to spend $1,000 in that first month, I would throw $200 at Facebook, right? Get that iron in the fire with a double a dose of advertising. And then now you have about, you know, $700-$800 on the Google side.
Yeah. I mean, that would be closer, you know, that, so honestly, I was coming in here thinking about $800 a month. I'm going to cut Angie back $800, I think. So is there an option to do $800 a month? And what would you, and if it were you, or, you know, I guess, like, I need you to advise me here. If I got $800 budget right now, like, for the first month, and I'm telling you, man, if it works out, I will up it a lot.
We're cool with that, because remember, every dollar you up on the advertising just goes to these guys. For us, it's $200 a month. You understand? So no problem. We love good stories. All we'd ask is, hey, leave us good reviews, because that's how we grow, just like you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So what I'm gonna do, and I went and looked at the reviews. I mean, you have like 953 reviews. All of them are good, but like a couple of them. So,
that happens in marketing, right? Not everyone,
but
also not everyone is as invested as you are in marketing. They really think that, hey, I'm going to give you money, turn on the machine, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. It's like how marketing works. We do need your input, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. I get it. There's some people just can't take it, but I am willing, trust me, if I've dealt with the Angie's for the last about 9 months, I can handle this for sure. So if I put in $800 though, and I cut Angie's back, sorry, I'm doing some math right now. But I cut Angie's back, how would you divide it up? Would you go 400 and 400
you get,
or would you go
400, 400 to Google? So if you're doing 800 on the ad spend and then 200 on top of it to us, or just a total $800 investment on the first month?
Total $800 investment on the first month. And do you think that should be, I would see
so,
a result, you think?
Yeah, so you'll get 400 on the Google side, you'll get 200 on the Facebook side, so that's the 600. We do have a one-time setup fee of essentially $100, so that's at 700, and then our service is normally $199, but that first month you're getting an extra dollar of $100, extra $100 of Google ads, so really your net cost is $800 for $900 of product, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, so that is kind of what I'm looking to do, man. I'm trying to keep it around $800. Now, you're saying that you would put 400 to Google and 200 to Facebook, or would you split the two?
I would do that because Facebook's going to last you longer. Google's going to last you maybe half the month at that level, depending on how many markets you're trying to hit. Facebook, remember, being 5% of the cost of Google comparatively per click, now we're talking you hit a lot of those spots within that 50-mile radius with Facebook ads. Consistently for almost the entire month.
Sweet. Okay. All right. So would $1,000 get us a full month in Google, or you don't think so?
So remember, the difference between Facebook and Google is Google, their price per click is going to be based on market strength. This market is strong for Google. When they have two Google guarantees at a minimum at all times, that means the market is strong. Your cost per click, your CPC for Google is probably going to be a little bit higher than the typical $10 to $15 range. Now, that being said, don't get me wrong though, it is still smart to run a few hundred dollars with Google just to see how it goes, because you're still going to get some strong PPC work. But the other thing that you're going to get is your optimization is going to move faster because Google sees you as a player, if that makes sense.
Sweet. Yeah, man. So that is kind of what I would like to do, then, $800.
Okay. So we can get that going. Now I will ask you a couple questions and then we'll just finish wrapping this up. Okay.
Okay.
And then just so you know, moving forward, your actual cost will be, $6.99 a month, if that makes sense. That'll still get you $200 with Facebook, $300 with Google, since we're doing the extra $100 for free for the first month. And then our core service is at $200. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, and then of course, any ad buy you want to do beyond that, you let us know and we turn on the spigot, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. So like at any point I could come back and say, I don't want to take that $800 to $1,600.
Yeah,
no,
even in the first month, right? If you're like, hey, like I got some really hot like clicks on Google, I because we set up a tracking number so that way you can really see the analytics. You know what's coming through Google at all times, you know what's coming through Facebook at all times. All that is on the back end with our dashboard. So that way you see, oh, I really got some hot revenue streams from both of these. You know, here's how we're going to do it now. And you could do that as soon as the first month. You don't even have to wait the whole month.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm sorry about all the questions, man. But so you're going to have
a
dashboard to where I can see how much you guys generated for me, correct?
Correct. It's very important that you hold us accountable. So we make sure that we're held accountable by providing all that analytics.
All right. Perfect. And I use all my, my business, like my bills and stuff, they come off my Amex card. Do you guys take Amex?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Get those points while you can, right, Dylan?
yeah, for sure, man. That's what I use it for.
Nice. So here's how, again, we're going to work. So I know that you just saw that we did a website for your buddy. I'm assuming not doing a website for you because you already have your own, but if you want a similar format as that one, we can do that. Again, it's totally up to you. His website, one thing I would make a suggestion on yours, it's optimized a little bit stronger. It's not as clean. I like the look of your website, but his optimization is stronger because you notice when you scroll down on his website, the phone click-to-call icon if you're on your cell phone or the full phone number if you're on a computer stays at the top at all times. And there's also a second click-to-call icon and text icon at the bottom at all times. And thirdly, there's a link to Google reviews at all times on his main page. So those are just suggestions I would make for you if someone built this website for you. Just say, hey, can you optimize it by having a stagnant phone click-to-call icon at the top at all times, a link to Google reviews
at
all times?
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. I build that thing on my own. And I know it sucks, but
no, it doesn't suck. It's just not optimized. I like the format.
So, what do you? Is that something you guys charge for? Like, is there any chance that you guys could fix it or no?
So yeah, so just like again, your buddy's website is on our format. We did that for him, so that's part of the service. It's not an additional charge. We just know that optimization needs to have all parts of it working. So we have no problem including an optimized website for you. And it'll be on your domain. I want to be clear on that. We would just replace the content.
Okay, yeah, that would be perfect, man. I mean, if you replace the content, and honestly, you can do whatever you want to that website. I literally threw it together and got it up just so Google would put my business on Google. Is there any, like, do you have to log into it, or do I have to figure out, like, the login to the website for you, or?
Yes, so you would provide the password so that way we can take off the content and put one of our formats on it, yes.
Okay, let me see here. I think
I don't need it this instant. I'm just saying that that's something that we would do on the onboarding call.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right. I'm just, all right, cool.
Okay. You're I can tell you're excited to just rid yourself of Angie's. You're like, come on, how do we do this?
Man, I'm telling you, man. I mean, seriously, because, you know, if we do 50,000 in revenue with Angie's, I guarantee you we all 40,000 of it. So.
Yeah. And yeah. Well, and hopefully you're going to like just be asking someone like, so, if you ever asked, like, did you have got any other quotes? No, you're the only person I've talked to. You're like, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm like, thank God, man.
All right, I'll go to wrap this up again. I'll just give me about 10 more minutes. I will go through a small questionnaire, and then we'll do an onboarding questionnaire where we dig a little deeper, most likely sometime tomorrow, if that works for you.
Yeah, that's fine with me, man.
All right, what's a good email for you?
It's all in heating and air. @yahoo.com.
All right, so it's essentially your domain name @yahoo.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, all right. And then, let's see. Okay, so first thing I'll do is start setting up the actual onboarding call tomorrow. That takes about 30 minutes. We have slots available. Let me see here. First call can be at a 10 to 11 a.m. slot, and then the last call of the day that we can make a call is from 6 to 7 p.m., which time frame works best for you. You can choose any of those hour windows.
So there's only 2 hour windows, the 11?
No, no, full day, the first hour window is 10 to 11, and the last hour window is from 6 to 7 p.m. So you just choose any hour of the day.
Do you have like a 2 o'clock?
We do, 2 to 3.
2 to 3, and that is Central Time, right?
Oh, I didn't even realize. So this part of Florida is Central? My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Central Time.
Okay, let's see. That's our lunchtime for our team, the onboarding team. So any other slot other than 2 to 3, just because you're Central. You just have to choose the one slot where we're
so
booked.
So 4 o'clock Central should be good.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you this invite right now. It's going to say local/CI for a client intake call. Or an interview call. Let's see there. And then I have Dylan Nixon. And Nixon, N-I-X-O-N, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And just so you know, if you want to allow someone else to, like, be your proxy or help with the marketing side, unless you like being the marketing pro at all times, I'd say more power to you. But we can always appoint someone else to at any time, okay?
Sweet. That would be perfect, man. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about marketing. I took a computer class in high school, and that's kind of where I started all this. Yeah, I built all the websites and did all the Google listings and stuff on my own.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you've done a great job. Clearly, we started with much less for your friend as far as him doing the marketing stuff. So. That's what I was saying. You'll be surprised. I've seen businesses, we talk to clients obviously all day long, been in business like 10 years and they have like 8 reviews. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Your effort is definitely, it's going to make an impact in this industry in your locale because you're getting the review rate that, you know, a lot of companies would wish to get. So, business name, just to make sure I have it properly set up on your actual business documents for Google. It's all in heating, the word and air. Is it an LLC or anything like that after that?
Yeah, so like on SunBiz, it's all in heating and air LLC.
Okay. And then on your business profile, obviously it doesn't say that. I just want to double check what your business profile says one more time. Okay, So it's all in heating the ampersand sign air is what it is on Google. So I'll just make sure they see that. I mean, they don't need to change anything there. You're already verified. And then the address that you have on Google is 6024 Appaloosa Way?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so that's there. And I got your domain here. Okay, so I'm going to start the questionnaire process. Again, it's going to take about 10 more minutes here, and then we'll be ready to wrap up the call. Now, for the questionnaire, again, it's just a couple things, and we'll dig deeper again tomorrow. So first thing on the account, again, it's just Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, Nixon, N-I-X-O-N. Is that the same name on the Amex you'll be using?
Yes, that's the same name.
Okay, and then do you want to put anyone else as an authorized, like, user, meaning someone else who is marketing on your behalf on this file that they can call in? I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up. What was that?
Oh, so if my wife calls in for questions, like, would that be like an authorized user?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like someone who says, hey, can you change these keywords and you just weren't ready, available to do it, or you just want to appoint her to do it most of the time?
Yeah, we'll just put her as an authorized user. Her name is Taylor.
Okay. T-A-Y-L-O-R Nixon, right?
Yep.
Okay. 850-449-4824. Now, you did say HVAC. Obviously, that's the first focal point. What other keywords do you want me to put that we would promote as your services?
So we do repair, maintenance, new installations, ductwork, duct repair, gas furnaces, and like the team will go through and filter out like these words, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. You're going to have a lot more. I just wanted to start with a handful, and so we're on the right path. So that way they can start, what they do is they start digging a little deeper on the analytics side based on our data of what keywords they would promote, if that makes sense. So that way they can help you, guide you during the onboarding call.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, so gas furnace was the last one. Furnace, and I think that's all I can really think about.
No worries. Okay. And then I see here. We have your website. Okay, not using any other SEO provider, you said, right? This is all your own baby so far, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any SEO, like anyone, like, do an ad for me. No, that's all me, yeah.
Which is nuts. I mean, again, when I start showing these to people, like, look what he's done in a year, they're like, what the heck? Like, he could go into full-time marketing.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. You're going to get an email for Google, your Google Business Profile verification. You already have all that set up, so again, just be advised you'll get an email that looks similar to something you've already done. You're fully licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a Facebook business profile set up?
I do. So it's been hitting air.
All right, let me check it out.
No, I'll be honest with you, I don't have the reviews there. I mean, I have some pictures and some, you know, installs, some videos, stuff like that I've put up, but I haven't took as much time on Facebook, only because, like, I just didn't know, you know, what was better, Google or Facebook.
No worries. So would you mind, You know how, did I send you a text message yet with my information? I don't think so, right?
No, you haven't. Nope.
Okay. So I'm going to send you one from our 877 number, just to, so that way you can store this number. The 877 number is our main line for customer service. And that's the number we always call from after today's call for onboarding purposes. So when it comes to tomorrow's call, it'll come from 877. If you send in text messages, you can send it to that number and everyone on the team will get it. That's just, again, a good way to allow yourself to have a quick response, whether it's via text or a phone call, you know, knowing that we'll be there to see it and it's multiple sets of eyeballs on it. But the reason why I share that with you, if you could share your Facebook profile page or the URL for that by sharing your profile with us and sending it back via text, that'd be helpful to get it all started.
So I can send it back to this this message. I can send it right back to this text you sent me.
Yep, and then I'll get it, you know, in real time.
Let's see,
so you already have a Facebook business profile. Do you want us to help you build it out a little bit? We do not do posts, but we can do the initial format. We kind of do like sometimes a virtual business card and a couple other things on your homepage.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. Does it cost anymore?
No. All the things I'm talking about, I love that you're asking that because it sounds like you've been nickel and dimed before. This is just, it's just
yeah,
part of the white glove, man.
Yeah.
If I don't disclose, do you want to do this? The cost is this much more. I assure you it doesn't cost more from now on. Okay. But we would always disclose if it costs more, if it costs more, for sure. Did I lose you? Yeah, you're kind of breaking up. It sounds like a reception thing.
Yeah, it is me. I don't have very good service in my own house, so.
No worries.
Oh, I think I'm gonna step out on my back porch. But yeah,
okay.
Man, it's just golly, I'm like I even get TikTok reels and I'll be just trolling and. Are you still Andy? And I'm like, you know what I am.
No worries. So yeah, so we will help you build out your Facebook profile. I'm putting the notes in there. You already have one, but would like us to help redesign main pages.
Yeah, I mean, it has 500.
Did you get better reception?
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, you have 553 followers?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this link for you, man.
So you just, it's like clicking the share button if you're on your cell phone, and then that little square with the arrow pointing up, and then you should be able to share your profile from there.
Okay, I think I sent it to you. In that text you sent me.
Yep. Okay, what do you like? So I'm putting on your website, you already, you'd like our content rebuilt on his current domain, right? That's what we're doing there?
Yep.
Okay. And then, so how, the other thing that we do again is that whole, backend analytics involves a tracking number. I'll let you know how a tracking number works on your website and, on your Google profile and also Facebook. It's a different phone number listed. So it's not the exact 850 number that I'm calling on now or we're speaking on now, but it goes straight to you. It doesn't go through another channel, meaning, whenever a customer dials that, you'll receive it immediately. It just allows that tracking on the back end so that way you can keep records of the calls coming in. Again, it's the accountability factor for ourselves, not to mention if you miss a number or you forget something or you miss a call, you can go back in and see who just called you through that and pull the data.
Sweet.
That's part
so
of the
to access that data, is it through a website through you guys or do I have to get on Google?
Yep. It's a Local Splash dashboard. We walk you through that tomorrow with a password and everything like that. It's just a Local Splash dashboard. And we also include what's called our Splash Call app. So that's another level where it can just be on an app on your phone as well.
Sweet. Yep. I'm a big app guy. I like the app.
No, I mean, it's just, again, we know how it is to be a man in the field and like, just like, how can we make this more convenient for you guys? You know,
I appreciate it.
Yep. So again, outside of Crestview, name a couple cities in particular that you want me to put as target areas.
Okay, so I do have like 15. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay,
I got
so
time.
We got Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola, Milton, Navarre, Gulf Breeze.
Oh, Navarre. N-A-V-A-R.
N-A-V-A-R-R-E, I think.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze, okay.
Yep. Did I already say Pace?
Nope, you did not. Let me pull it up. I'm going to pull up the map just to try to make your life easier. Hold on 1 second here.
Or would it be easier if I just give you my list of zip codes?
It's actually easier with the city names because that's just how it operates, I think, on the Facebook side. But you can give me a list of zip codes. I can just start entering those. It's not a problem.
No, it's not, man. I can just read you off the...
Yeah, let's do zip codes because I think that does help on the programming side. So you can go ahead with that.
Okay. All right, let me go grab it real quick.
I like how you're a well-oiled machine with your marketing. I mean, you're like, let me get you the list of zip codes.
All right, let's see here. Zip codes.
Sounds like you're a big fan of the whole work smarter, not harder, like motif, right?
Yeah, man, for sure. I just try to keep it. So like I went through and did like a medium household income of above 80 grand. And then
nice.
Put the zip codes in it. And that's where I, yeah.
And how many people do you think in your industry do that preliminary market research?
Yeah, probably not a whole lot.
Exactly. So another thing, it seems like this is the let's compliment Dylan call because you're taking the steps that a lot of people don't do. Go ahead, zip codes.
You're trying to find. I had them saved.
Well, here's what you can do. Remember, tomorrow's call, as long as you have it by tomorrow's call, we're good. We don't need to bog down today's call with it if you want.
Let me see. One more. Let me check one more thing, and then if not, we'll move
on. No worries.
Okay. Why is my zip code gone? Oh, here we go. All right, so zip codes, you ready for them?
Yep.
Okay, so I got 32531.
I'm going to delete all the city names and just start from scratch with the zip codes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, go ahead. 32531.
32531, 32536, 32539, 32540. 32541, 32548, 32549, 32564, 32569, 32537, 32578, 32588. 32579, 32580, 32561, 32562, 32563, 32571, 32566, 32567. 32550, 32459.
So I'm going to ask a question I think I already know the answer to. Is this in the order of priority?
No, I haven't really.
Oh.
That was as close.
I thought that you did that because it's not like a full like sequential, right? Like there are a couple that jump around. So I thought I was like, oh, this man already went to. These are my hottest zones.
No, man, I just do it. I actually set it up to closest to me.
All right, so that's what it is. It's building out the radius. That made sense, too. That was the other thing I was thinking of. And then, of course, on your profile, I already see it, your business, you mark it as 24 hours Monday through Sunday, so you do emergency work as needed?
Yes, yep.
Okay. All right, so that's pretty much it on the questionnaire side. There's going to be a lot more that you'll go through tomorrow, of course, but I have everything set up that I needed here. Just to let you know, I don't think we're going to drop the call, but if we drop the call, I'll call you right back from the same number that we're talking on now. We have about 5 more minutes to wrap up here. So let me just go ahead and get this going. You did get the email with the invite, right?
Let me check. You sent it to All In Heating and Air?
At Yahoo, yep.
Yep, I did, from John Kyle.
Okay, cool. And then, so I'm going to walk you through what we're doing one more time. We're going to start off with the Google SEO and then the $400 of Google Ads in the first month. All right, that's the first part of the package. And then we're going to do $200 of, let's see here. Oops, sorry. Go back one page here. And then we're doing the website as well. That's what I forgot to mention there. We're making sure that we're building out the website for you. And then we're going to include an extra $200 of Facebook ads in the first month. And as I mentioned before, you can make adjustments as much as you want to that after the fact. And then we have a one-time setup fee of $100, bringing your grand total for this first month to $799.
Okay. Do you need my card now?
I'm going to go through 2 more things, and then I'll get your card. So first thing is you choose a security question, because sometimes there are bad players out there that pretend to be us, and they see you optimizing on Google, and then they kind of want to do some very sneaky things on your behalf. And sometimes they try to steal business from us, too, just to let you know. But most part is that they try to pretend to be us to capture information from you. So in order to prevent that, we give you a choice of security question of your mother's maiden name, city you're born in, or your first pet's name. So that way, if your stranger danger radar goes up, you can quickly identify if they're from Local Splash or not.
Sweet. Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and that answer would be?
Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S.
Right, P-A-R-S-O-N-S. Okay, perfect. And keep in mind, again, we're always going to be reaching out from an 877 number, the exact one I texted from, but just in case, we do let you know, okay?
Sweet.
All right, so I got that there. And Facebook ads, 200 in the first month. And then, let's see there, 100. All right, great. So again, I'm going to go over our product or our voice verification script. It's just a quality assurance portion of the call, so that way everything is outlined thoroughly, so there's no confusion as far as what you're getting, okay?
Okay.
Any questions, just let me know. But other than that, I'll go ahead and start with this here, and then I'll capture your card information at the end. So Dylan, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All In Heating and Air.
Okay. And it's All In Heating and Air LLC, correct?
LLC, yep, that's correct.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Dylan Nixon, owner of the company.
And of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, to get results as fast as possible, Dylan, it is important that you or Taylor are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please also be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question so that we can verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company in the event of any confusion. But when we do call, we will call from our number of 877-635-6225, and that is our main customer service number for you to call in as well. So in that regard, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from the 877 number?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't already done so. And next, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts with SEO-type companies? Should you take any on during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, your partnership with Angie's is not, working in conflict with us. It's just if ever you work with a second SEO provider, it'd just be like running a race with the two horses you're trying to jockey at the same time, okay?
Yeah, so, I do – remember I told you about that one company, Surfer. Now, I don't know if they're SEO, but they
– What was the other company?
Surfer Direct. Chris uses the same company, so I think it's okay.
What is it called? Service Direct?
Direct, yes.
No, that's another pay-per lead, just like Angie's. You're good.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Yeah. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 15, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $799. And then when your second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day of the month in the amount of $699. This will be a recurring payment, and of course you can make adjustments as needed if you want to change your ad spends. But again, the starting point right now will be at $699 per month to include your Facebook and Google ads, okay?
Perfect.
All right. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative in the event of cancellation. And, of course, should you choose to cancel to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so, Dylan, for your card, I have the name of Dylan Nixon and the phone number of 850-449-4824. And the address of 6024 Appaloosa Way. All that is correct for your card, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for your Amex whenever you are.
3710-242-348-91027.
And the expiration?
Expiration, 0129.
And then the 4-digit code on the front?
8733.
All right, everything's good there. And then the total charge of your card today would be $799. You will receive an invoice with this record as well as terms and conditions, outlining again the $799 in month one and $699 moving forward. Let's just make sure here. Bear with me one second here. All right, so again, $799 will be charged on your Amex ending in 1027. I'll go ahead and process here, and then you'll have your invoice being sent to you via email, most likely within the next 15 seconds. It should say, welcome to Local Splash.
Perfect.
and then you'll get a text message as well. So we want to make sure you have that. Read the terms and conditions. Make sure everything is clear from what I mentioned. If there's any hiccups with what I talked about as far as the live time for Facebook and your website being 7 to 14 days, and then Google optimization, you're already on that path. But again, we do say 30 to 45 days to start moving it even higher. But your Google ads will be live also within that first, the 7 to 14 days, the $400 in the first month. Okay?
Sweet. Okay.
All right. So
someone's going to onboard me tomorrow for that dashboard, right?
Yep. The onboarding and walkthrough of everything. And they will talk about other things that are add-ons. I want to be clear on that. Add-ons are discussed, so you're well aware of that. You can still decide if any of them make sense for you, but everything that you and I talked about, that's included with the service. So it's not the website. It's not, you know, the tracking. They just have other, like, small ancillary add-ons that you can always opt into if you feel it's worth your while. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. Any questions you have for me before I let you go today?
No, that's it.
Okay. Did you get the email with your welcome to Local Splash, or did you, maybe a text message saying that?
Yes, I just got the text and email.
Okay, so when you, whether it's the text or, again, as long as you do that by tomorrow, if you don't look at your terms and conditions to verify by tomorrow, our team will definitely be sure to remind you, okay?
Okay, so thanks for choosing Local Splash if you're having trouble. So I got the one with the invoice. Did you say that I had to, like, read terms and conditions, or am I good to?
No, you don't have to. Again, it's just one thing that we show you that, you know, that's what you'll have set up moving forward. And then let me make sure I set this up right here.
Let me see here. Okay, perfect. So I did that. Now it's just saying log into Local Splash. So I accepted the terms and conditions.
Correct. So let's see. And then I'll make sure that they have everything set up. If for whatever reason it doesn't say $6.99 moving forward, including Facebook, just let me know and I'll make sure they set it up on the back end tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. All right. I do appreciate it, man.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Dylan. We really look forward to helping you grow hopefully win you off Angie soon enough. Okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. All right. Hey, you have a great one, and you know, we'll touch base tomorrow.
All right. Yep. Bye.
All right, bye-bye now.